This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, boys and girls, guess what day it is? It's World Don't Pay Attention to Mineral Deficiency Day.
One specific mineral deficiency. It's called World Diabetes Day. And Chris Barr, not a doc, is back to celebrate. Yes, yeah, celebrate World Diabetes Day, because what we do gets people away from diabetes as opposed to being dependent upon drugs and insulin and different things from external sources other than food or minerals from food. We're going to get into that and a whole lot more this hour. Not a doc, how's my friend? How you doing?
Hey, I'm here on the side of the road in a parking lot ready to contribute.
Are you handing out little 100 microgram tablets of chromium to everyone who has diabetes?
CBD.
Well, Angie's always there for CBD, but I probably could do that. I probably have with me now, if I did some quick math, a few thousand 100 microgram doses with me right now.
Yeah, we've talked about this over the years that we could do for fractions of a penny on the proverbial medical allopathic pharmaceutical dollar, we could solve certainly the type 2 diabetes crisis around the world, much less in the United States, Canada, and everywhere else. And there's a lot to be discussed, and there's some of this is going to be a review for those who have listened to this show and heard Chris many times over the years. But Super Don insists that we will go into new territory, too. Don't know what that is, what that means, but we're going to find out this hour, so don't touch that dial. Those of you watching in the YouTube, on the YouTube, by all means, you're welcome to chime in, and there's a whole chat room going on there, too, which is awesome. We also have a channel, if you will, or a page on Facebook, while Facebook is still semi-viable to get the word out. But you can go to robertscottbell.com and plug into all that we're doing this hour. So the headline reads, 2.1 million women die every year from diabetes globally, with Nigeria accounting for many of the deaths. This is according to the medical director, Rainbow Specialist Medical Center, Lakey in Lagos, Dr. Afoki Isivawe, revealed this yesterday in a statement ahead of World Diabetes Day. Now, I've been to Nigeria. I have some commentary about what's going on there. But, Chris, did you ever hear of the massive amount of women dying of this in Africa?
Well, the reason for that, Robert, is this year's World Diabetes Day, the organizers of it said this year their focus is women and children. So they're simply, you know, basically looking at women's issues. So it's not like, oh, my God, we just discovered this. They're just focusing on that this year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when I went to Nigeria back in the early 90s, I've told this story many times. I met with the doctors there, and I told them to throw out the medicine of the white man. We've really ruined the world. We poisoned the world other than acute trauma care. And go back into the bush and save the medicine of your ancestors. And they were very shocked that a white guy from America would do that. But I really meant it, because the medicine is the food is the medicine. And, of course, the food that heals contains minerals. and in particular the mineral above all other minerals as it relates to the type 2 diabetes supposedly epidemic around the world that results in a World Diabetes Day with claims of millions of deaths annually. It seems to be that somebody would know about this besides you and me, Chris.
Well, it was discovered in 1959 at the National Institutes of Health by U.S. government researchers. They've simply covered it up for 58 years and counting now.
You're telling me, Chris, by the way, that this is not some kind of alternative new age woo that we're talking about? You mean this came from NIH, what we're discussing and what we're going to reveal today for those who are new to World Diabetes Day and what to do about it?
Yes, they can go to the, I think it's the Proceedings of Biological Archives from 1959. I believe it was August that it was first published and then republished later in the year in 1959. So, yeah, it, in fact, the assistant to Dr. Klaus Schwartz, who was the lead investigator, his assistant, Dr. Walter Mertz, reportedly noted, "We have found the cause of diabetes." And I don't know why 58 years later everybody doesn't know that. But the only reason we have a World Diabetes Day is it's only in those parts of the world that have been impacted by Western culture. So you won't find diabetes rampant in native areas where they haven't paid much attention to the West. It's when they incorporate our Western white refined bleached flour and white refined bleached sugar diet, which strips all the chromium out. That's where the problem is.
I forgot to mention that when I went to Nigeria. Not only throw out the white man's medicine, but throw out the white bread, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and in Nigeria, by the way, Chris, where I was in Lagos, I did travel around outside of that, too. But in Lagos, it's very westernized. America had a big impact there because of oil and other resources that they went in on. And they patterned the Constitution after the American Constitution, although I don't know how well it's working there. But the reality is there was a lot of Western fast food and fast food establishments, and you got it right, refined foods that made its way into Nigeria.
Well, that's something that Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, it's now almost 50 years ago, but back in 1970, he noted that tissue levels of chromium in Africa, in the Mideast, and in Southeast Asia were not very different in 40-year-olds from teenagers. But in America, he found 23% of all Americans had no measurable levels at all. And that was 50 years ago when we were only on the downward scale and not rapidly escalated far lower than that now.
Mm-hmm.
So 50 years ago, they didn't have a chromium issue in Lagos, Nigeria.
Right.
But they're now catching up because they've adapted the Western lifestyle that brings about the chromium deficiency that results in diabetes and a lot of other problems as well.
Right. Folks, again, I don't want to assume everybody has heard Chris many times over the years here on the show and have read his book on chromium. Of course, he's got on selenium, and he was gracious enough to allow me to include a lot of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal because we needed to get the word out, because the media is not our friend here, just like they aren't on the vaccine issue. Even though you can dig into the things that we talk about, into the research peer-reviewed journals and NIH, et cetera, to validate what we're talking about. But the chromium is not hexavalent chromium. It's not chromium chloride. It's not chromium polynicotinate. It's not chromium picolinate in terms of supplemental forms either. It is a 100% whole food form of chromium. And what does this do, Chris, for those that are new, that have never heard this, that is so critical as it relates to the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes or its absence?
Well, every nutrient in a food form is always superior to a non-food form. That's across the board, every test that's ever been done for bioavailability. But with some nutrients, the difference is greater than with other nutrients. And with no nutrient is the difference greater than it is with chromium. And chromium was established as an essential nutrient. And if you look it up, it's still recognized, although nobody talks about it, it's recognized as essential for blood sugar metabolism. So what is diabetes? A disorder of blood sugar metabolism. I mean, that should be a huge clue. And that's what I've worked with now through five decades and seen diabetics dramatically, markedly reduce their blood sugar levels and eventually, sometimes in short order, return mm-hmm. their blood sugar levels to normal, which technically would mean they're no longer diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
Except Chris, diabetes is incurable, so right. we can't say that.
Yeah. Chris, the idea here, though, in terms of deficiencies, we've seen an increase in diabetes over our lifespan, right? Not a decrease, but an increase. And again, partly you've already acknowledged the adopting of a Western lifestyle and diet that is deficient in minerals, particularly in this case chromium. But why didn't it suddenly happen overnight, for instance, right? They pulled the chromium out, they refined it. Why is not 100% of the people suffering from some form of diabetes? Now there's a lot of hypoglycemia, they see some say pre-diabetes, but is it true that there are stores of chromium that can be passed down generationally, and eventually as that's used up, then the inevitable result is diabetes and maybe other things, as you alluded?
Well, yes, it's been going on generationally. More than 100 years ago, the average consumption of white flour and white sugar per person in America was 10 pounds in 1900, 10 pounds per person per year. It escalated dramatically, so that the last time I saw, about 10 years ago, it was up to more than 150 pounds per person per year. So each generation, for five generations, has started with less and less chromium, which means they're running out faster and faster, which is why in 1900, diabetes wasn't in the top 10 causes of death, and neither was it in 1910 or 1920. But by 1930, it entered the top 10. It's now number three, and some are saying it's getting close to catching up with cancer. Well, it's going to keep catching up until they address the root issue, chromium, that has been removed from the food that most Americans most commonly consume, according to the Department of Commerce, for more than 120 years. So the more they consume, the lower their levels go. And then when they have children, they pass on lower stores of chromium because mom doesn't have as much to pass on, which is why we have gestational diabetes.
Well said, Chris. We're up on our first break here. And by the way, replenishing the chromium, we'll tell you how to do that with the right form this hour. World Diabetes Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not a Doc. Chris Barr is with us from the road and bringing the good news to all of y'all. If you hadn't heard it yet, very empowering. And no, you won't reverse diabetes because you get lucky. You'll reverse it because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Not a Doc.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just relating the story to those of you watching on YouTube. On the break, how as a homeopath, I was dealing with people with diabetes and a lot of hypoglycemia, of which I was suffering hypoglycemia as a young child, and a lot of the so-called ADD and the uncontrollable cravings. You just like you're going mad, or you might even have a headache, all due to low blood sugar. And I would utilize as a homeopath two key ingredients, lycopodium and iris, which was great. But it didn't address ultimately the cause. Of course, I looked at toxins and deficiencies as part of this, but I was not aware of the specificity with which we could address type 2 diabetes, which used to be called, by the way, Chris, interestingly enough, in the 20th century, adult onset. Because it used to take a long time before you were so deficient in chromium that that manifested. And now, of course, we're seeing children with type 2 diabetes regularly. Or am I making that up?
Well, actually, the fastest growing segment, as far as exponentially or percentage-wise, of adult or of type 2 diabetes is children. That's why they've ceased calling it adult onset, because now the greatest amount of growth of type 2 is in children. So it never was an adult onset issue. It was a chromium deficiency issue, and as I mentioned in the previous segment, with each generation starts with less and less chromium, so they're running out faster and faster. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing diabetes at younger and younger ages. 100 years ago, it was a disease of old age, people in their 60s and 70s.
Right.
Now, the average age of diagnosis of diabetes is 40. Okay? That's the average. And the fastest growing group is preteens.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we have an explanation here that seems to be missing within the medical establishment, even though, as you referenced it earlier, this comes out of NIH studies validated peer review journals, but something happened that caused it to kind of disappear like Atlantis below the ocean. You know, poof, it's there, now it's gone. What happened? So does this come back to economics and pharmaceutical politics?
Well, it's just been ignored, and yes, of course, it's pharmaceutical. Of course those things enter into it. Initially, they had a problem because, again, as I noted, with no nutrient is the difference greater than with chromium. The absorption rate of chromium chloride, which was all they had in 1959 for almost 20 years, was less than 0.5%. Okay, whereas chromium from food is 50 to 100 times more utilized. So it took them almost 20 years to develop a system in which they could culture chromium into a food matrix so that the body would utilize it. So initially there were efforts to use chromium after the discovery in the 60s and 70s, but it didn't work because the only form they had wasn't recognized by the body.
Mm-hmm.
And once you had a form that was recognized, nobody cared. Nobody paid attention.
Right.
Because they basically said, oh, yeah, we tried that. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, I know we're going over old territory, you and I talking about this, and maybe many of the fans that you have that are listening right now, but I don't believe we can state it enough, right, so that the people listening for the 10th time can communicate it better to their loved ones. As I remember in the 1990s, Chris, I was introduced to this chromium picolinate form that suddenly it like came out of nowhere, and the dietary supplement industry was raving about this new ingredient, this new dietary ingredient. And I even talked to doctors who were referencing it and saying, my gosh, it's the weight loss thing, it's the this thing, it's the that thing. But you revealed something that people that know basic biological chemistry, if you will, and metabolic waste, you said that's not the right form.
Well, not only is it not the right form, it's poison. And that's not an overstatement. Picolinic acid is a metabolic waste product that the body produces in tiny amounts to get rid of. Okay, so some Dr. Frankenstein figured out that they could combine picolinic acid with chromium to get chromium into the cell. Well, there are several problems with that. Number one, the mechanism by which picolinic acid gets it into the cell is by, in short, poking holes in the cell wall. Well, that's not good for cellular integrity. But just as important, chromium doesn't belong in the cell. The work of chromium is done at the insulin receptor site, at the entrance to the cell. So they figured out a way to get chromium into the cell that damages the cell, and they're not delivering it to the right place.
Dunderheaded doctors times two right there. Chris Barr, not a doc, is revealing it here on World Diabetes Day. We've got more to discuss, including the relationship to the brain, to the emotions, to Alzheimer's and dementia. What role does chromium play, not only in reversing the so-called type 2, but preventing the neurological degradation disease?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
When?
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Scott Belcher.
Super Don busted me on the YouTube. I always forget. It's not a Doc T-shirt. And Angie, not a nurse, was so kind. She didn't bust me. Waited for Super Don to do it. So now I'm wearing my Not a Doc is in T-shirt. So y'all can see it on the YouTube. Go to RobertScottBell.com. See it there. We are live on GCN 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's our home in broadcast radio syndication. Around the stations across the country and around the world on UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. I mentioned UK Health Radio already, or SoundCloud, that's right, and YouTube. Folks, we got a lot more to do and only two more segments to do it, and it's World Diabetes Day, but we are solving the crisis very simply, very inexpensively. If you want to get the 100% whole food GTF chromium that we utilize here on this show, you can reach out to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, Chris, two stories are related to diabetes of the brain, they're calling it, related to Alzheimer's, dementia, etc., diabetes related to mental health issues. Now, I mentioned earlier about hypoglycemia. If you starve the brain of the sugars, the energies it needs to function, it's going to impact brain function eventually. Maybe in a short-term basis, in an acute way, it can be very dangerous in terms of turning off the higher functions of the brain and putting the animal brain in charge. But long-term, could we see the relationship between diabetes, lack of chromium, and dementia, Alzheimer's, etc.?
Well, of course. In fact, there are three primary factors in so many conditions in the body. Deficiencies of chromium, selenium, and silicon. And it's amazing how that they work together. In the case of diabetes, it's primarily a chromium deficiency, and then selenium in its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory functions is related, and to a lesser degree, silicon. But in Alzheimer's, silicon is the primary issue, but selenium also protects the fatty makeup of the brain from lipid peroxidation or rusting of the fatty cells. And those cells need sugar more than any other part of the body. The brain per capita uses up more sugar, which means it needs chromium, which even the official government and recognized experts note chromium is essential. It's not a maybe. It's not a could be. It's essential for sugar metabolism. So you're not using sugar as well without the chromium. So your brain is going to be starved and have problems in a variety of ways, one of which eventually is Alzheimer's. But you're going to have problems long before Alzheimer's from chromium deficiency with basic mental acuity, depression. That's documented in medical studies, by the way, that chromium levels, when increased, affect mild to moderate depression by elevating the moods in people who are low in chromium when you increase their chromium levels.
Super Don, you wanted to expand, if possible, this discussion, because you've heard me and Chris Barr talk about this for years on the air. And is there something we're missing? Is there something that's causing you to grumble a little bit in the background? Or is that your belly, you're hungry for turkey?
Grumble? I have no idea what you're talking about. Why would I be grumbling?
You think loudly.
Yeah.
My mic was muted, I promise. I wasn't grumbling.
Wasn't that an old Jethro Tull song, The Grumble in the Jungle?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, Super Don, come on in here, man, because you're the everyman on the street overall. You call us to the carpet when needed. Is there something that we're missing here? Because this is a big day, World Diabetes Day. We want to get it right. Yeah. We want to make sure everybody understands what we're talking about.
I tell you what, let's have a little fun here, because I want to maybe have a little, maybe throw Chris a curveball, give him a challenge. You up to it, Chris?
Sure, I'm always up to challenge.
Okay, all right. So just to have a little fun here, let's imagine that we're in kind of like a Mad Max scenario, okay? You know, there's been some kind of major disaster, apocalypse, or something like that, and whole food GTF chromium does not exist. What do you do to deal with diabetes if you don't have access to that?
Oh, in terms of having not the supplemental form?
Correct.
Well, the other things that would be useful are probably going to be less available than whole food chromium. There are medicinal herbs, such as golden seal root that can, cause the body to reduce sugar levels. There's banaba, there's gymnene sylvestre, there's cinnamon, but those are all kind of exotic herbs, even cinnamon that we take for granted. If there's a Mad Max scenario, you're going to be hard pressed to find stores of cinnamon. Okay. So it's kind of a, it's kind of a moot point, because the other options aren't going to be any more available. I mean, maybe cinnamon's probably the easiest, and it's not nearly as effective as chromium is. So there are a lot of people that are, in fact, discovering cinnamon is helpful. So they're saying, use cinnamon. But cinnamon on its best day isn't one-fourth as effective as chromium, and it's not effective for everybody or even for most people. So, it's an interesting thought to have, and that's why I keep telling people more and more with the passing of time, you better get your chromium levels up, because if you get them maxed out, you can weather a storm for years, for decades, for that matter.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
With the passing of time, it becomes more and more critical to, while you have access to whole food chromium,
mm-hmm.
you better start getting your stores built up for if and when such a time comes when it's not available.
But, now, that's why you travel with 10,000 doses in your car, right?
He's ready.
Thousands doses.
He's ready for the chromium apocalypse. So,
there you go.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing about this, Chris, and Don, it's, you always ask the good questions. It's really a good question to expand on the subject. If you are in a scenario where you can't get these supplements, right, you're probably not in a scenario that you can either get refined foods easily either, like in that post-apocalyptic scenario. You're having to grow food. You're having to eat food as it's grown if you can find it and grow it. And that alone is going to diminish the stress on your body for the utilization of excess quantities of chromium, because the food is coming in with not excess quantities of sugars that make or necessitate the need for the chromium to activate to the level that we see in a refined food world.
Yes, and that's exactly the point. And in fact, not all forms of food processing are equal. For instance, New Chapter used to have a chromium whole food product, but it wasn't nearly as effective as the innate response, and they actually stopped making it. Also, there's no legal definition for what constitutes GTF. So there's lots of scoundrels in the industry, including, and I'm going to name them out, Jero is one of the biggest scoundrels. He loves to sue people, so have him contact me, because I got the science to battle that lion dog. So there are people that say their product is GTF, and it isn't. GTF is only in a bioformed form, and it's formed in the body as well. So people slap GTF on a label because there isn't any definition. So mm-hmm. they can use it and not get in trouble, since there isn't any national
standard for it. Yeah, definition.
There's no national standard for what constitutes GTF.
Right. Now, I always found it interesting when I learned this that the highest quantities of chromium in terms of food sources, one of the highest, if not the highest, and you can say this, Chris, where it falls on that chart, are the high sugar containing foods like sugar cane. Naturally should occur in a place where there's a lot of chromium, which would make sense because God doesn't make mistakes. If there's a lot of that, it's going to be a lot of minerals to deal with it.
Exactly. And when they process sugar cane into white sugar, 99% of the chromium is removed. So the most important part of the sugar is taken out, and that's what has caused us a problem for more than 120 years of eating that way. But
yeah.
One of the most fascinating anecdotes is about 15 years ago, I think it was the Kuwaiti Medical Journal, their equivalent of our Surgeon General, wrote an article on how we need to get people to utilize barley, because their culture used to use barley extensively, and as they became westernized, they stopped. Because barley bread is great fresh out of the oven, but mm-hmm. it doesn't age well. Nobody likes day-old barley bread. So barley is the highest source of chromium. But when's the last time you had barley, Robert?
Oh, I used to have like a barley grain breakfast kind of porridge years ago. That's the last I remember.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the Kuwaiti Medical Journal was saying. We have an option, and it was interesting because he noted in this article how the United States has so much research on chromium, and he noted in this Kuwaiti Medical Journal article he didn't understand why the United States didn't make more use of the data that they had.
Amazing that. But, yeah, this is, again, fascinating discussion here, getting into some insights and nuances of this. And again, Super Don, great question and kind of a broadening that, because it's a valid question. What if you don't have access to this? What can you do? And, you know, I'm always thinking in terms of, if you're growing your own food, if the minerals are rich, I mean, where does the minerals come from? They come from the soil. What makes them bioavailable for the plants? Well, the microbiome of the soil, the worms, the earthworms, all of these things that are destroyed by chemical agriculture. So even if they don't refine it after it's out there in the marketplace, the diminishment of the available minerals to the plants due to modern farming practices, particularly post-World War II, when they kind of altered the munitions and turned them into fertilizer, it just robbed the life's ability, if you will, to make bioavailable these food forms of the minerals that were necessary for our good health, and specifically in the prevention of what would not be here if it were not for that deficiency of chromium.
Yes, and again, it's amazing because chromium, as I have noted and will note again and again, it's the form that makes the greatest difference in a food form. Any form that is not food is virtually not used by the body at all. And I don't care if you're talking about chelated or ionic or colloidal, but it's so important to the body that the body virtually won't accept it if it isn't in the form that the body needs, which is a bioformed matrix with a protein chaperone. So if you artificially do that, like with chelation, with some minerals you can increase absorption that way. And truthfully, you can increase chromium better than chromium chloride, but not by much.
Right. Well, sufficiency. We like to have our nutritional kung fu. That means every little drop or microgram you put in, we want it to work for you. One more segment here on World Diabetes Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Not a Doc, Chris Barr. When we come back, those of you on YouTube, stand by too.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping it up here on World Diabetes Day. RobertScottBell.com. Check out all the links to the articles we've been covering. Also, the ways to get the GTF Chromium. We mentioned that to you. Go to ChooseToBeHealthy.com. 866-424-1077. 100 micrograms three times a day. As not a doc, has been saying for many years, in the most extreme cases, a fourth can be taken if need be. But the deficiency is real. There's science to back it up. Coming out of the NIH, we've gone through a lot today, Chris, and it's been really totally enjoyable. And Super Don added in the mix, and Angie's there, and we want to get you home safely tonight. But first and foremost, we got to go to the medical literature once again. Sometimes, I don't know where they get the money, probably stolen from taxpayers, but they do studies that prove something that you should already know from the time you're in second grade. That's why we call it today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
All right, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the University of Diabetes. I just said that for the first time, I think. Diabetes. According to a new study published November 9th in the journal Diabetologia, the trial investigated antioxidant consumption. And you know what they found, Chris? Diets higher or rich in antioxidant foods help decrease the risk for type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, that's a real moment of duh.
It is, but, you know, we got to cover it from time to time.
All diseases have inflammatory aspects to them. Diabetes is no exception to the rule. Antioxidants are anti-inflammatory. So, of course, if you reduce the inflammation, which antioxidants do, you're going to have more success, even if it's limited, with diabetes. That's not because antioxidant deprivation is the cause of diabetes, because it isn't, but it will help to combat the symptoms of the chromium deficiency and other, because there are other nutrients, magnesium, vitamin B6, zinc, that are involved to a lesser degree. So, sure, antioxidants will help because they're reducing inflammation.
Right, right. Well, and of course, among those antioxidants, minerals are included. Selenium, chromium could play a role there, too. We didn't even go into the other aspects of what chromium does. I mentioned some of that last hour when I talked about cardiovascular disease. But real quick, we got like 2 minutes or less left. The issue of gestational diabetes, we meant to get to it last night with Dr. Bitar, but didn't have time. So I want you to address that really quickly.
Well, it's interesting. Gestational diabetes, one of the things I learned more than 30 years ago is that chromium is one of the first elements to pass the placental barrier in mass. In other words, it's one of the most important and most critical of all nutrients for the developing fetus. So what little that mom has in this day and age when she doesn't have much is taken by the baby, so she becomes diabetic. And as soon as she's delivered of the child no longer taking all what little chromium she has, she's not diabetic anymore. It's again a chromium issue. I have a 100% success rate in almost 40 years with gestational diabetes, wiping it out. For instance, many people think, well, they'll tell you that pregnancy causes tiredness. No, pregnancy doesn't cause tiredness. Chromium's the key to energy. When you don't have the chromium available because the baby needs it, you're tired. The pregnant women I've worked with never, ever have tiredness issues when they do what I tell them, which is several things. Number one being 100 micrograms of chromium, 3 or 4 a day, and sometimes as they get deeper into the pregnancy, even a fifth time. If they start to feel that so-called tiredness of pregnancy, increase the chromium, and they're not tired anymore.
Folks, very comprehensive hour on World Diabetes Day with expansive knowledge on the appropriate form of the mineral that is critical in terms of its manifestation when it's not there. And hypoglycemia is on the way. They might call it pre-diabetes. Whatever they call it doesn't matter. It's a chromium deficiency. And Super Don, thanks for adding to the mix in the zombie apocalypse. What are you going to do? Don't wait. Get your chromium now. Store it up. Take it. Load it up in your body, and then you can withstand a lot in the future no matter what happens. Chris, my friend, thank you. Not a doc has been in, not a nurse. Get them home safely, my friend.
Thanks for having me to the tip of the iceberg on chromium.
That's right. A good one. There's plenty more where that came from. A lot of archives going back, and check them out online. We'll be back tomorrow as we go outside the box, and who knows what else is in the news cycle. Super Don will be here. I'll be here. And we'll continue to bring the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.